Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jerry Neese is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, all the way back, I don't know, way back into the beginning, she's been one of my heroes for a long time, all the hard work that she's done for women in business, and now for the last 11 years internationally, focused on helping women become entrepreneurs, educating them in entrepreneurship, literally giving them an education, giving them an entrepreneurial certificate to have them be certified, bringing them to America to graduate, mentoring these women in Rwanda and Afghanistan with American business women. The program, folks, is so robust and so high quality that the leadership of these countries have been recognizing it and have been falling all over themselves. And that's maybe not every year. It hasn't seemed like that, Terry. But the progress you're making with the powers that be is nothing short of just explaining the quality of your program.
Well, I think that's true. And you know, we try to stay very much in touch with the president of both countries, the first ladies of both countries, the ambassadors of the countries. All of that is important, and it's, you know, again, our mission is to empower women economically, socially, and politically. So it's important that our women stay involved politically as well and know their elected officials and have a relationship with their elected officials, because in every time in business, at some point you're going to need something from someone who's in office.
Mm-hmm.
And when you need them, is not the time to get to know them.
That's
so
right. You got to pay it forward. You got to pay it forward over there, don't you? Well, with any you've been in politics long enough to know, in anywhere on planet Earth, in politics, you got to pay it forward.
You do.
So you gave us some good reports on how things were going in Afghanistan. The last segment. What's going on in Rwanda?
In Rwanda, again, we had large group of women apply to get in the classroom, and the reason why we can only take around 30 to 35 women is due to the venue space that we have for classwork. But the ambassador, the U.S. ambassador to Rwanda, Ambassador Barks Ruggles, decided in March to honor three women with a Women of Courage Award, and due to the fact that March is International Women's History Month. So on March 8th, which is International Women's Day, there were 44,000 nominations.
Wow!
To be chosen as a woman of courage.
One of the three. 44,000.
One of the
three slots.
44,000. So our leader, Chantal,
right,
was given the Women of Courage Award, one of three awarded out of 44,000 nominations.
That's, and by the way, folks, Chantal is Chantal is my coffee connection for Rwanda Coffee.
She is? Yeah, she is. And as you know, is the only woman-owned auto car garage person in the whole country of Rwanda. So
Chantal keeps my Rwanda coffee fix going. Folks, it's wonderful. I blend it, Terry. I blend it one-third African and two-thirds another brand that I've got, and it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, the coffee there is just off the spot. And the spirit there and the entrepreneurial spirit there, you just feel it when you're on the ground there. It's an amazing country. In addition, we're putting together a Peace Through Business lending program. And as we speak, we have Arrow Global Capital over in Rwanda. They landed on the ground over there yesterday, working with banks and other significant financial companies, talking about how do we put together kind of a fact-finding mission on how do we put together a lending program in Kigali City, Rwanda, where there's the interest rates are not 24%. The interest rates, by the way, to get a loan in both of these countries is 24%.
Wow.
So we are, and these are not micro loans. These would be mainstream loans that, you know, maybe $20,000, $25,000.
Right. These aren't $250 loans. These are serious business capital.
Right. Yep. So we're in the process of putting that together, and it's really kind of taken us 2 years working through this to get to where we are.
Terry, I've got a minute left. The big event, the graduation, is the 20th and 21st of July in Dallas, right?
21st of July is the International Women's Economic Summit held at AT&T University, and the graduation will be there at Las Colinas Country Club. You have to come, meet the women, watch the graduation, hear great speakers. So, International Women's Economic Summit, July 21, graduation the evening of July 21, and information on all that is on our website at www.iew.org.
I'm going to send you some more books, a case of my books to give to your graduates.
Great.
Okay. So
that's
I need you to get me their names, and I'll ascribe it to them.
Okay.
Hey,
we'll
Terry, keep up the good work. You know how proud I am of you. And tell everybody I said hi. I'm not going to make it this year down there at the graduation, but go forth and continue to do good.
We'll do that, and you take care of yourself.
Okay.
Thanks for having me on this morning.
Terry Neitz, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of my heroes. We'll get her back. And, of course, we always want to keep up with IEEW. Peace through business, folks. That's how we solve these problems. Peace through business. Peace through small business. That's what I say. What's good for small business is good for the world.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.